The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. As I have been reflecting about this gospel, and especially the Feast of the Pentecost, there's some memories that I recalled while I'm reflecting, especially when we say the disciples were speaking a new language. And last week, I have given an opportunity to travel back to Toronto, where I started my seminary days. I was in my early 20s, and I started my theology. But at the same time, on top of that, I went to school to learn English. I came from the Philippines. I could read, I could speak a little, but I don't know how to speak Canadian language, which is English, eh? So I decided to go to seminary and went to university to study English, but it was a struggle because for a year and a half, I was listening outside of my door, where the bathroom is at the end of the hallway. I was listening and listening and praying to God, saying, "I hope there will be no classmates or Canadians outside, because I don't want to speak to them at all, because my English was so limited." But guess what? It's a seminary. It's a school. So people are always around. There's always people and talking to me, "How are you?" And all I say is, "I'm doing fine," and walk away. That's what I've been doing for a year and a half. But my professor in English told me, in order for you to learn English fast, one, read the newspaper every day. I said, "Oh boy, that'll be a struggle." Thirdly, read the comic books. So I read Peanuts every single day. And then after school, and they told me, "Go and watch the daytime soap opera," or we call it in Spanish, the telenovelas, where everyone's screaming and crying. I said, "I can do that easily." And then my classmates this past week kept reminding me about this experience because they saw me struggle. And then they told me, "You learn English well, and now you can't keep quiet. You kept talking and talking and talking." And to that experience, connecting that to the gospel, every day was a struggle for me, but also it was a transition from speaking Tagalog to English. Every day was a transition for the disciples. It was a transition for them. They saw Jesus doing miracles. He was on the cross, he died, presently he was there with them, and then the next day, he gone. It was a transition from A to point B, and life for them is a transition. For us today, Donnie will be graduating on Thursday from a high school to a college. For all of us who are working, you move to another place and there's a new job. It's a transition. And most of my friends, my childhood friends, they're all parents now and they have children. As we were kids, it was a transition from being a child to an adult, from being a new mom to a new dad. Every day is a transition. And now, how can we connect the transition to the Holy Spirit? the disciples could not do it themselves without the presence of Jesus, without the help of the Spirit. I learned this. Holy Spirit is hard to get. Why? Because it's hard for us to connect to the things that we don't see. Jesus, Mary, and anybody in our saints, it's easy to connect because they're all humans. But the Spirit, how do we feel? How do we see? And everything is about connections and emotions. The disciples were disconnected because of the death of Christ, but because of the Spirit, they were fully alive and connected again from death to life, from fear to faith. And for us, I learned this. In Canada, there's a subway. Every time I need a break, I just take the subway from east to west, north and south for $2, just to see and watch people. And then when you get out of the subway, in London, they'll say, mind the gap. In Canada, the doors will be opening to your right or to your left. Be careful. And then, for me, I learned this. It is a signal. We hear it, but we don't see it. The Spirit is like, we hear it, but we don't see it. The Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, help us to do what is just and what is right, and to help us also to love. And you know, I learned this. The language of the church is only love. If you know how to love, you see God. And that's what Jesus taught with his disciples. Love one another as I have loved you. Love is different language, expressed in different ways, but the commonality is I will give you everything. And that's what Jesus taught us as Christians. Now, the last point I want to talk to you about in this particular gospel, when Jesus appeared to them, appeared to the disciples, peace be with you. But that's not it. Jesus showed them his wounds. Jesus showed him his hands and his side. I'm going to stop you and reflect. Why do you think Jesus showed him or showed them his wounds? Not just appear, but come, touch me. With my reflection and with this life, in our life, in order for us to be healed, in order for us to move on, we have to face our own wounds. Jesus faced his own. That's why, touch me. This is my wounds. No one wants to touch our wounds because it is hurtful, frustrating, and sometimes fearful. But God or Jesus is telling us or saying to us, it will be okay. Because if we all of us wounds and express it to God or offer it to God, healing is possible. Peace is possible. Now, I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, I mentioned mind the gap. I did not know that there's something going on in London. In our prayer today, we remember them. We remember all the victims of terrorist attack in any forms or any ways, not just in London, but around the world. Because as Christians, we do celebrate our faith, but we also mourn with them. And that is a connection that we can give to one another. As we celebrate the Pentecost, as we celebrate our own faith, as we celebrate our own languages and our own culture and our own differences, we have only one language. And I wish we could reflect and be part of our life is only love, just love. And that's all we need. Happy birthday.